Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
Good to talk to you again.
Likewise. Heard you had a good time.
Yes, we had a great time.
Fantastic.
Following in your footsteps, by the way. Went to many of the sites that you told us about when you were there last year.
Yes, it's pretty amazing.
We did not follow in your footsteps in Nairobi, where you took a wrong turn. We avoided that.
That's good.
Or as Fedoras calls it, Nairobbery.
Yes.
Anyway, we didn't do that. 6:56 at CFRA. Dr. Dworkin on Sunday House Call yesterday had a call from a gentleman who unfortunately is suffering from shingles.
Yes.
And I know you feel strongly on this vaccine. Tell us whether you think your patients and others should get inoculated.
Well, we do know that as you get older, the likelihood of you developing shingles is, by the time you reach age 80, is 1 in 2. So 50% of people, by the time they reach age 80, will have shingles. Very painful, as you heard the person talk about yesterday. It's a very debilitating condition. I mean, the problem is that it's not predictable, Steve. You can get a rash that comes out anywhere on your body. More seriously, if it comes out on the face, it can, depending on where it comes out on the face, it can actually cause blindness and damage the eye. So it's really not predictable where it comes out. Secondly, the pain that follows afterwards is variable. Some people will recover relatively quickly, and others can have months to years of debilitating pain. And it's not as it stands, that pain interferes with the person's ability to function. So the shingles vaccine is recommended for people primarily over the age of 60. It has an indication for over 50 years of age. And what it does is it's like a supercharged chickenpox vaccine. And it increases a person's immunity, sort of boosts their immune system to resist the relapse of the virus that causes shingles. And it is quite effective. About 70 to 80% of the time it'll prevent it outright. And for those that do get shingles, even if they had the vaccine, it becomes a much milder disease without the same pain and debility that happens afterwards.
So how much?
Usually the vaccine, it's a one shot for life, and the cost of the vaccine is about $200. Some insurance companies do cover it, but considering the cost of treating it afterwards, the $200 is really a very tiny amount compared to what it would cost to treat for pain medications, and the cost of affecting your life and not being able to do what you want to do.
Thank you, doctor.